Blog Talk Radio.
To the top, not girl, to the top, not girl. Put your hands in the air, to the top, not girl. To the top, not girl, to the top, not girl. Put your hands in the air, to the top, not girl. To the top, not girl, to the top, not girl. Put your hands in the air, put your hands in the air, put your hands in the air, put your hands in the air. To the top, not girl, to the top, not girl, to the top, not girl, to the top, not girl. You get your head in and your nails too. They looking cute, cause they ain't never make a tell you. Keep it poppin', now you're brand new. Hey, you study women so you can't boo. Go on and check it off your list. 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 Love them head of the kiss. Love them head of the kiss. Love them head of the kiss. Love them head of the kiss.
This is your boy Gianni Valentino, calling live from Hollywood, California. Tonight is Fashion Inspiration. You guys are going to talk about more of what you guys are doing, you know, what's the hottest fashion. We're going to go over, you know, this other season of Basketball Wives LA. You know, I want to kind of have you guys' opinion, your feedback, and what you like to wear, and what you feel the ladies is wearing is appropriate, what you think about the show. So you guys tune in. We're going to take a quick break. Get this set up for you, and we'll talk to you in a bit.
It's your boy OG Nitty.
It's your boy AC.
And we represent
Team Nitty Radio.
And when we're not out there doing epic things on the FM dial, we kicking it with Pretty Nikki Rich. Keep doing your thing, lovely lady.
fire.
The roof
is on fire.
The roof is on fire. We don't need no water. Let that mother burn. Burn. Burn, mother. Burn. Burn.
Shake your face. Shake it fast. Show me what you're working with. Shake it fast. Watch yourself. Shake it fast. I came in with the mic in my hand. Don't make me leave me with my foot in your be cool. And don't worry about how I'm ripping. This is what I'm kicking, what I'm flipping. Cause this is what I do. I'm up a vessel in my mouth. They crest and ass. It's a full grown German shepherd. Too bad to keep step. They don't mess with me. And they don't. Y'all can't catch me. And they wild. Pay yourself. Fix it. Throw that. Prada for my boonoppers and Donna for my boobies. You think I'm tricking? Well, I ain't tripping. I'm buying if you got nice curves for your iceberg. Friggin' here, I'm not gonna like it. Do something to me. Hope this indecent proposal make it do something with me. Forget a dollar, girl, pick up 50. Forget that coward, girl, you need a real feeling. Don't stop, the nickel box hurt me. I've been over, girl, show me what you're working with. Shake it fast, watch yourself. Shake it fast, show me what you're working with. Shake it fast,
watch yourself. Right now in the place to be. I thought I told y'all dudes before. Y'all dudes can't mess with me. Now this ain't fun, no smoke or teas. No sir, cause that won't pass.
Tell me what you're working with.
If you feel you got the biggest one, then mama come shake it fast.
Shake it fast, but watch yourself. Shake it fast. Show me what you're working with. Shake it fast, but watch yourself. Shake it fast. Show me what I like my woman fire like I am. Running up behind. Go ahead, you can drop, pop the lot. Let a real girl don't lie. You know that you won't go back to my house. The man right here won't get under that dress right there. You spicy, cagey. We're gonna have a good time, yes, yeah. Got a head on them neck raw fish. You gotta been all the way over the jazz off this. Man, your business, but I know you do it way better. You're dead wrong. So if you don't buy it and they make noise, you can pass by, girl. You find yourself on the floor. This your flow. Do your thing, don't be scared. You don't get served. Forget mine and you don't get dirt. Look, raise it up and show your D-stain. Huff, huff.
Attention all your boys and pimps. Right now in the place to be.
Shake it, babe.
I thought I told y'all dudes before. Y'all dudes can't mess with me.
Watch yourself.
Now this ain't fun, no smoke or teas. No sir, cause that won't pass.
Tell me what you're working with.
If you feel you got the biggest one, then mama come shake it fast.
Shake it fast. But watch yourself. Shake it fast. Show me what you're working with. Shake it fast.
This thing right here is letting all the ladies know what guys talk about. You know, the finer things in life. Check it out. Ooh, that dress so scandalous. And you know another nigga couldn't handle it. So you're shaking that thing like who's the ish. With the look in your eyes so devilish. You like your dance on the hip-hop spots. Cruise to the cruise, I connect the dots. Not just urban, she liked the pop. Cause she was living la vida loca. She had dumps like a truck, truck, truck. Thighs like wah, wah, wah. Baby, move your butt, butt, butt. I think I'll sing it again. She had dumps like a truck, truck, truck. Thighs like wah, wah, wah. All night long. Let me see that song. Another nigga can handle it. And she's shaking that thing like who's the ish. With a look in the eyes so devilish. She like to dance on a hip-hop spot. And she cruise to the cruise to connect the dots. Not just urban, she like the pop. Cause she was living la vida loca. She had dumps like a truck, truck, truck. Guys like what, what, what. Baby, move your butt, butt, butt. I think I'll sing it again. She had dumps like a truck, truck.
Go, baby, make your booty go. That song, the song, song.
Dan Brown, the barber representing BarberLife.com, that team Exotics, Exodus Barbershop, get a cut, get a cut. And I'm letting you know, you got to listen to my girl, Nikki Rich, on the Nikki Rich Show. You never know who you might hear.
Stop the presses. Arthur Andrea Clinton has done it again. Niece of the legendary George Clinton of Parliament Funkadelic has brought us her second novel in the Life Knows No Bounds series. A blessing and a curse is what Malika deems her gift of visions of the future. But to women on the outside looking in, Malika got it going on. A handsome, successful husband, obedient kids, an art career, who would ask for more? But then her gift of sight warns her of her husband's desire to leave her. Malika can't figure out what's gone wrong, but a needed vacation and a tall, dark, and wealthy admirer inspire her newfound strength. But to what detrimental end? Andrew Clinton once again takes us on a roller coaster ride full of drama, mystery, and suspenseful twists in A Blessing and a Curse, her new novel. Purchase your copy of A Blessing and a Curse and Andrew's other books, One Who Loves You More and Red Dollar, on Amazon.com and anywhere books are sold. Pick up your copy today.
SingTheDivas.com. Hi, my name is Ella Glasgow. I'm a vocalist and entertainer, and I need your help to get my new show, Every Woman, a Tribute to the Divas, off the ground.
SingTheDivas.com.
It's a Las Vegas-style show filled with sparkly costumes, dancers, background singers, and live musicians. We'll start showcasing in Florida November 4th. Your contribution will be supporting a lot of artists, and you'll receive some great rewards. The fundraiser ends September 11th, so go check out SingTheDivas.com and consider contributing today. From the team, thank you.
SingTheDivas.com.
About Infinite Style, wow. Infinite Style is an online specialty boutique that caters to full-figure women such as myself and the fashionistas worldwide. They offer fun, flirty, and fashionable pieces for women sizes 12 to 24. They're so committed to making a full woman look like how we should feel, confident and fabulous. With the most recent relaunch, Infinite Style now takes a more intimate approach to serving its clientele. Women can expect a hand-selected collection which boosts department store quality. They're offering all the styles and all the latest trends so that you and I can show it off to the world. I know you're wondering, what makes an infinite woman? Hers. That's their goal, to offer us the best in quality at an affordable price. Log on today at www.infinitestyleonline.com and be sure to like them on Facebook at Infinite Style Online. They also have a Twitter at Infinite Style, number 4, letter U, for new merchandise, discounts, events, and more.
Over 20,000 followers, Miss Nikki Rich, that's it, everybody calling us, 323-580-5749, and you can tweet her online, the Nikki Rich Show, got over 20,000 followers, Miss Nikki Rich, that's it, everybody calling her, 323-580-5749, and you can tweet her online.
Welcome to the Nikki Rich Show, Nikki Rich Show, welcome to the Nikki Rich Show, Nikki Rich Show, welcome to the Nikki Rich Show, Nikki Rich Show, welcome to the Nikki Rich Show, Nikki, Nikki Rich Show, the Nikki Rich Show, Nikki Rich Show, welcome to the Nikki Rich Show, Nikki, Nikki Rich Show, the Nikki Rich Show, Nikki Rich Show, welcome to the Nikki Rich Show, Nikki, Nikki Rich Show.
Yo, what's up, folks? This your boy Gianni Valentino calling from Los Angeles, Cali, live from Cutting Up Barbershop. We going down Slauson and West. Make sure you guys come check us out. My personal celebrity, Barber Tony, is going down. Now, what's going on, you guys? I'd like to thank Nikki Rich for welcoming the Fashion Inspiration. You know, we have moved to a new day. It's Thursday, you know, prepping for TGIF Friday. TGF Friday. Yeah, I definitely want to get into a couple of different things, you know, as far as in fashion tips. You know, I want to see what you guys, let me know what you guys are thinking, what you like to wear, what you're looking for to rock this winter. You know, let's talk fashion. Sorry, folks, a little technical difficulties going on here. So, ladies, you know, I'd like to see what's going on with the peep toe booty, the shoes. What do you guys think about that? Are they a rebellious version of the classic pumps, and would you rock them? Carlos, call in now. If you're listening, tune in. I want to hear your thoughts. Talk to me. Call in 323-580-5749. 5749. I want to hear you guys' thoughts. Looking forward to it. Make sure you press that one. What's the deal, you guys? So we're getting ready to go have our first guest come on in the next 10 minutes. We're going to talk about some fashion. We're going to go over a couple of things, you know, keep it funky. You guys, I'm going to give you a couple of fashion tips this evening. So, again, if you guys want to tune in, let's talk fashion on this good Thursday. Let's give you a couple of fashion tips to wear on this Friday this weekend. And again, call in at 323-580-5749. Press that one. Brittany Q. Hill is our next guest. So you guys tune in, stay locked in, and we'll talk to you soon. Let's talk fashion.
It's the Nicki Rich Show. It's the Nicki Rich Show.
What's going on, world out there? This is your girl, Shantae Wayans. Make sure y'all tune in every day. Check out my girl, Miss Nicki Rich, and the Miss Nicki Rich Show. Follow her Instagram, Facebook. This girl is amazing. You won't.
Nicki Rich.
All right. It's your girl Nicki Rich. It's that time for our special guest.
We have Gianni and co-hosting and hosting today. I'm in the background today. So Gianni, what's going on?
What's going on, Nicki Rich? Just up in here getting it cut up and getting this chopped up for this weekend. It's so many fashion events going on this week. And, you know, hey, it's that time to look right, you know?
Yes, for sure. We know it's your first time doing the fashion inspiration here tonight, especially by yourself. Now, tell everybody what we expect from you coming up, fashion inspiration.
So, you guys, just talking forward into the fashion inspiration, we definitely want to go over, you know, a couple of the next couple of fashion events we have, you know, such as Fashion Week coming up. We just finished with Magic in Vegas. You know, we have a couple of, you know, gifting suites and, you know, events that I like to kind of invite you guys out to, you know, keep you posted. We also have a couple of, you know, different fashion tips and to, you know, kind of get you ladies and get you fellas kind of going in the right direction. You know, we like to also interview our different designers, you know, let you know who's the hottest trend, where you should shop, you know, what's the best buy, you know, some good tips of shopping. So you guys, we definitely want to, you know, want you to tune in, check us out, you know, and I also want to hear, you know, what you guys are wearing this day nowadays. You know, what's your favorite fashion? What's your favorite brand? Who's your favorite designer? So yeah, definitely. Let's talk fashion.
All right, now Gianni, we know it's your first time here tonight by yourself. How are you feeling tonight?
Oh man, it's overwhelming, you know. But hey, you know, it's all love, and I appreciate it, you know. And it's gonna go down, you know, we have some amazing things to go over, and you know, I have so much to talk to you guys about, and I'm excited to hear the feedback. So, you know, this is a new segment. We're gonna be talking a lot more about fashion, and we got a whole hour worth of fun. So, it's definitely
most
definitely.
What did you say, Gianni?
I say, yeah, it's definitely a big difference for you know, a 15-minute segment that we did on Wednesdays.
Very different, yes. And, you know, the Nikki Rich Show, we are growing. We're expanding. We got new segments going on, and it's pretty exciting. It's exciting that we're doing this, and I welcome everybody each and every day to the Nikki Rich Show. We are now 7 days a week. Wow, we're getting it in each and every day. And that's only because, you know, we are the hottest radio station on the planet. We're just moments away from talking with our special guest tonight. Gianni is also live in Hollywood at the barbershop. Tell us where the barbershop location is and a little bit more.
Yeah, well, I'm actually at my celebrity barbershop. He goes by the name of Tony, right? The shop is called Cutting Up. So, you know, all my L.A. listeners, if you're looking for the dopest cut, you definitely want to come out and check him out. You know, hit me up, follow me, you know, or even follow his Instagram at TheFlossyOne. 3502.5 So you guys want to check us out at Cutting Up. Yeah, for sure. So, you know, he's out, he's cleaning up, he's getting all the fellas on dapper status for the weekend. So, it's you know, I had to come in and get touched up myself.
That's what I'm talking about. And to all the listeners out there, you can call in at 323-580-5749 and press that 1. If you press that 1, that will let us know you would like to speak to myself and or the host for tonight, Gianni CJ, because, like I said, I'm in the background. I'm producing tonight. Or you can also talk with our guest, and she's just moments away, just moments away. And, Gianni, I know you got your questions ready for our guest.
Oh, yeah, I'm ready for her.
Most definitely. Well, you know, to all the listeners, again, we have our social networking sites open, and we have it available. So if you call in or hit us up on our social sites, then that will let us know that you will like that shout-out that we do each and every day, because you know we're going to shout you out on the Nikki Rich Show. Right now, we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to go to Jamira Ground. My life, and I don't make mistakes. I make decisions, I make change, I make it happen. Don't play, I'm so focused on my game. And I don't need a man to pay my rent. Got a mortgage if I'm king, and I handle it, and you handle it. And I am probably all the prince of things. I'm the queen of my world, and I paid the cost to be the boss. Gave, I took, I blah blah blah. But I don't abuse it, cause I know that my shine is worth gold. Rising up to no town. When it's real, what's game? What's without action? I just claim. Speak your heart up, do the same. All right. You're rocking with the hot radio station on the planet. I got my co-host, the Liberty stylist, fashion stylist, and designer, Gianni CJ, in the house all the way from Hollywood, California.
What's going on,
Gianni?
What's going on, Nikki Rich? Now we living. Now we in the building.
Well, we're excited.
Let's get this party
we
started.
Got a special guest. Yes.
All right.
And
yes.
Tonight we have our special guest in the building. I do want to let everybody know that you can call in at 323-580-5749 and press that 1. We do have our social networking site available and open right now. We got the Instagram, the Twitter, the Facebook, the LinkedIn. Everything is going at once. You can follow at Miss Nikki Rich. And Gianni, go ahead and give out your information.
And you guys, just in case you didn't catch it, you can follow me via Twitter at Gianni CJ, Instagram at Gianni, V as in Victor, D as in dog, 1610. And you can also follow my website at www.GianniCJValentino.com. And, you know, you can also use that as a Facebook reference, too, for those who still use this Facebook.
Most definitely. And to all the listeners out there, I don't know if you know it, but we've been having an amazing week. First off, I'm still remaining number one DJ out of Charlotte, North Carolina. And also, not only that, I'm featured in 4 different magazines for the August issues of 4 publications, so it's pretty exciting. And last night, we had a special guest to call in, a special treat. That called in, it was just a surprise. We had Australian radio, GP Radio, call in from Australia. It was so nice. So you never know who's listening in to the Nikki Rich Show. So we always be on, you know, we always be live, have the best shows, bringing on the best guests. Like tonight, I'm excited. We got Miss Brittany Q. Hill. She's in the building.
So to all the listeners out there, be sure and call in at 323-580-5749 and press that 1. And just so you know, we are being heard on 4 different platforms. We also being heard in L.A., 98.2 to be L.A., as well as College Underground Radio, iTunes, and, you know, we got to say NikkiRichShow.com. You can go there and listen to the official show, and you can learn more about our guests, past guests, and everybody else that's coming up. But again, we're on 4 different networks. And Gianni, we're excited. Are you ready for our next guest?
Oh yeah, I'm ready to get it in.
And just so you know, Gianni, he is also broadcasting live from Celebrity Barbershop. Go ahead and give out the information.
We're at Celebrity Barbershop Cutting Up by the name of Lou's Barbers as well. It is 5205 and a half West Lawson Ave off of Brian Hirsch, you guys. If you want the freshest cut, you know, there's no doubt about it that this guy is going to line you up to the T. And, yes, you're going to look popping for the night. So, yes,
well,
I suggest
it. And it's that time for our guest. I want to tell you, Miss Brittany Q. Hill, what can we say? She is not only an actress, she's a model, dancer, as well as a host. And I'm looking to just get to know everything about Miss Brittany Q. Hill. And it's that time, guys. So with no further ado, we would like to welcome to the Nikki Rich Show, Miss Brittany Q. Hill. Welcome.
Thank you. What's up, everybody?
What's going on,
hey.
Brittany? How you doing?
I'm wonderful. I'm strolling through Beverly Hills right now, soaking up this California sunshine. How are you?
I know that's right. I'm doing amazing. Soaking up the same sunshine.
So you know what I'm talking about then.
Right. We in Sunnyside, California. Hey, that's what I'm talking
no
about.
No better place to be.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Well, we're excited about everything that you have going on, Miss Brittany. I tell you, you are a jack of all trades. You're not only an actress, model, dancer, host. I mean, wow. How do you manage to balance all that?
Girl, I ask myself the same question every day. But honestly, I'm just blessed. I'm doing literally everything that I dreamed of doing and more. But, dude, I don't even know where to start right now. My biggest project that I'm working on is the Miss North Hollywood pageant, which is the regional pageant to Miss California USA.
Okay.
And for everybody not familiar with the USA pageant system, basically getting a regional title is kind of giving me the upper hand with all the other girls in the Miss California pageant. I did compete in Miss North Carolina USA 2009, a few years back, and I think that this opportunity will be a lot better than the one before because I'm more prepared and, you know, I got a lot of people on my team helping me build and develop. So I'm excited. So that's my biggest project right now at this moment.
Wow. Well, you know, I don't know if anybody knows this, but I have a little background of pageantry too. I was in the
All right.
Teen South Carolina. You
didn't so I'm not going to let them know it, Abby.
I got the background. I know.
and they ain't even know it.
Right. So then, Nikki, you know how much work goes into pageantry.
Oh, wow.
It's a lot of work.
You got the dance that you have to create. You have the interviews. I mean, and not only that, at the same time, you're making new friends.
And most of all, you have to find that fabulous gown that you're wearing during that night.
Oh, honey, my gown is fabulous. Y'all just got to wait and see.
Hey.
It is so beautiful. I'm not even going to spill the beans, but you'll see soon. Ooh. But, yeah, I got that down packed.
Let me find out.
Okay.
That's a fashion gown, honey. That's called fashion-gasm, sweet. Okay.
Exactly. So, and then also you have the swimsuit portion. So, you know, I'm working on these abs right now.
Ooh.
Ready. Look, I know.
I was thinking
right.
about joining the Herbal Earth. I was thinking about joining Herbalife myself.
Herbalife is really big out here.
It is. You know what? I've been hearing it so many places, and I'm like, it's trending just as much as fashion. Okay. I'm like, well, dang, yeah, you heard about it. I'm just about to go get me some Herbalife and get started, okay? I'm going
right.
to start my day at 5 in the morning. I don't know. Just like you said, I need to get these abs together because I need to be able to squeeze into this.
Okay.
Hello?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It's, it takes hard. It's hard work to look good.
It is. It you ain't lying. So, I'm excited about everything.
I'm
now,
excited
how
for you.
That's prepared.
Say
that
again.
How are you getting prepared? How are you getting prepared for it? You know, because it could be like a lot on you. So, how are you getting prepared for this holiday?
Right now, the biggest thing for me, you know, I think it's key to know your personal strengths and weaknesses. For me, I know my weaknesses are, you know, keeping my skin clear and just making sure that you know I'm my skin is moisturized. So I have to cut back on. No sugar. Sugar breaks me out. So no sugar. Lots of water, lots of rest. And really what's really important as far as getting my mindset ready is lots of meditation. I do like to read lots of inspirational books and meditate and just and pray and kind of get in my thing. I mean, all of us competing are beautiful. That's a given. So
yes.
I feel like what's going to differentiate me from everybody else is making sure that, you know, not only am I being myself, but I bring my best self to the table. And I think with that, I have to have a clear mind and conscience. So lots of meditation, lots of reading and praying, and I think I'll be good.
Yeah.
Yes, you will. You said it right there, prayer. That's the key thing right there, because I tell you, that's what's going to get you through, prayer, meditation, and reading. That B-I-B-L-E. That's what
okay.
I'm talking about. But I just want to say congratulations to you because that is really major and just to step out there, you know, you stepping out on faith. I mean, you're doing it, and no matter what happened, guess what? You did it. You made it happen, and you've been here before, so you know how it is. So you can do it.
Right.
All I can say is just do your best. That's all. You can
Thank
do your
you.
Best.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Yeah, I think the best advice that I've gotten so far as competing is just to do me. Don't focus on the judges. Don't focus on the other girls.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end of the day, I can't change what the judges are going to think. You know what I mean? I can't manipulate their thoughts or whatever. So I'm just going to focus on me. I mean, hey, at the end of the day, if I know I'm putting my best foot forward, everybody else is going to see it as well.
Oh,
well, I
definitely.
Also have a quick question, too, because I know that, I don't know if anybody knows that, you also were a star athlete. Has that helped you to, you know, I say when you are competing?
Definitely. I mean, I grew up playing sports. Truthfully, I didn't even realize I wanted to model or act until maybe early college years. So I grew up playing basketball. I played basketball for about 14 years, believe it or not. People look at me now and they're like, what? You got a home basketball. Years. I also ran track. I played softball. I did soccer. I mean, really anything you could think of. So that competitive nature is just natural to me.
All right. I tell you, you are driven, and that's one thing about you that I've noticed. You know your purpose, and what God has for you is for you. And not only, you know, are you driven, I say, far as the athletic world, you know, to participate in pageants, but you also have an amazing background and you know, you went to school and education and, I say, mass media communications and film for all those that
uh-huh.
don't know. You're getting your education on
Absolutely.
At the University of North Carolina at Charlotte.
Yeah, I did. I went to UNCC for all 4 years, and I got my BA in Mass Media Communications and Film. And honestly,
Woo-hoo.
I mean, those were some of the best years of my life. You know, granted, I'm pursuing my dream right now, but I wouldn't take back anything regarding college. I mean, it was so liberating. And then obviously, I mean, like, your college years is when you really get to experiment and learn who you are. So, like I said, that was when I realized that I wanted to move to California and pursue this further. But, yeah. So, thank you.
And look at you now. You're all the way from North Carolina to L.A.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
International.
Well, we got some callers on, too, that been waiting for a minute, so we want to go to the phone line. So y'all ready?
Sounds good.
Hit us with the phone line.
Okay. Well, right now, we want to go to 281690. You are on the air. Tell us your name, where you're calling from.
Well, before I say anything, I would just like to wish Brittany all the joys that life has to give to her. And I wanted to do one thing only, is never let go of God, and your dreams will all come true for you. And all I have to say one thing is I'm proud of you, Booster, and I love you very much. So you may know who this is.
Yeah, hey, Daddy. So, thank you, Dad, for telling the whole world what my nickname is. But I appreciate everything
And I want to say this. I want everybody to know that the trip to California with you was a wonderful trip. I won't say I want to do it right away again, but I want to say once in a lifetime is good enough.
Well, let me tell everybody about that since you mentioned it. I moved to California. It'll be a year next month. And my dad, who you're speaking with, was the one that literally drove me across country. And for you guys who have never driven across country before, that's not a short drive, okay? So out of maybe cumulatively roughly about 40 hours, I drove maybe only 4 hours of the day. He drove the rest. So hats off to Dad. Because he put that work in while I snoozed and slept and sat there looking pretty. So thank you, Dad.
You are so welcome. And like once I said again, I am so very proud of you. So each step that you take it carefully and take it faithfully.
Will do. Thank you.
Love you, too.
Love you. Thank you for
calling in.
Thank you.
Bye.
All right. We're going to go to 434-848. You're on the air. Tell us your name, where you're calling from.
I understand, you know, that Brittany is a model, an actress, and a dancer, but can she still dribble a ball?
Yeah.
I'm looking for a point guard.
Y'all are killing me. Let me tell you something, Uncle David. I don't care how pretty I get, I will take somebody to the court in the 6-inch stilettos. I don't care where we're at. Yes, I can still dribble a ball. Yes, I can still break your ankles. You let me know when you're ready. We can get it popping.
That's my point, guard. I'm proud of you, sweetie. I'm really proud of you.
Go for it. Thank you so much.
Red carpet walk.
I will. Thank you so much. You've always been so supportive. My Uncle David is the one who actually came with me to my first college tour at UNCC. He was with me when I made my official decision to attend UNCC. So hats off to Uncle David, everybody.
Take care, sweetie.
Thank you. Love you. Bye.
Man, so much love and support. I love it.
So much.
Okay, we got 804-943. You are on the air. Tell us your name. Where you calling from?
So first of all, I just want to say you can't shoot for nothing, cuz. But at the same time, when's that movie coming out? I'm ready to see it.
Oh man, I'm getting so much love. Shout out to my big cousin Dominique on the line, everybody. My other cousin Daryl. So in regards to I can't shoot, cousin, you've already seen me. Don't act like you don't know. Secondly, the movie How to Love a Sister actually dropped a few months back. It's not on DVD or Netflix just yet. We're still waiting on that. But I do have a bio documentary that I shot called Skin, which I played the young Mary Lee Franklin, who was the first African-American woman to win in a biracial beauty pageant. How ironic, because I'm about to compete myself. However, that's still in post-production, so as soon as I get a hold of it, trust and believe, I'm going to make sure everybody gets to see it as well. I promise.
Can't wait to see it, cuz. Proud of you.
Thank you. Thank you for calling, Nick.
Yep.
Awesome. Thank you. All right, and we're going to go to 704-415. You are on the air, Toshane. Where are you calling from?
Oh, Carlos from Raleigh.
Hey, Carlos.
Hey.
No receipt on the line.
Yes, it's me. I just want to, let Brittany know that she has all the support over here in North Carolina. She know I taught her most of everything she know on the dance floor, on the football field, at the court. We in there. But I just want to encourage her to keep pushing because she has the support. We push her 100% all the way on the East Coast, 91099. You know, that's how we get it in. And so, you know, just want to let her know, keep her encouraged and tell her to push through no matter what. You know, fear and failure is not an option, and we got you.
Carla. Thank you. Let me tell y'all a little bit about Carlos without talking your head off. Carlos and I met my freshman year of college, and we were on the same dance team. Shout out to Aces. And from that freshman year, from joining that dance team, we have been inseparable. And I can honestly say, Carlos, I want to thank you because you have never had me have any doubts in you as being a loyal friend. You've always had my back. You've always been just, you know, a shoulder to lean on. You've always prayed for me and encouraged me, and I'm so appreciative to have a friend like you. So thank you for calling in.
Yes,
and giving me some-
yes, ma'am.
I appreciate you.
You're welcome anytime.
All right, love. Thank you for calling in.
All right.
Thank you. All the listeners tuned in right now. You're listening to the hottest radio station on the planet. It's the Nicki Rich Show. We got so many callers calling in, showing love. We got 336997. You are on the air. Tell us your name. Where you calling from?
Hi, my name is Nicki, and I'm calling from North Carolina. I want to give a humongous shout out to Ms. Brittany Kiana Hill. I want to tell her how amazing she is and how proud of her I am and how much I love her. And she is every woman that I have always dreamt of being. And
oh, wow.
I just want her to just go far and do what it is that God has called her to do. And I'm always in her corner, and I love her.
That's okay. I'm trying not to get teary-eyed.
Don't cry.
Hi, okay, so Miss Nicki Rich, I want to introduce you to my big sister, who is also Nicki.
Hi, Nicki.
And Nicki, thank you for saying what you just said. I just want to let you know how much you've played such a vital role in my life as my big sister. You've not only been my big sister, but you've been my best friend, and you still are my best friend. I'm grateful. Our conversations are so uncensored. Y'all, if y'all knew the stuff that we talked about... Craziness,
yeah. But
I feel like I'm so blessed that God saw fit of me being your little sister, because you are seriously every woman that I have aspired to be, and I admire your strength. Just being an amazing mother, an amazing big sister, you're amazing, and thank you for having my back and everything.
Well, you're welcome, and I love you, and continue to do what you do, man, and I'll see you in the stars. I'll see you soon.
Thank
you.
I
love you. You're welcome. Yeah. Bye-bye.
Love you, too. Bye. So much love, Nicki.
Yeah, and I'm telling you, these lines are going crazy. We got 757-556 on the line. Tell us your name, where you're calling from.
I'm Daryl from Las Vegas, Nevada. Everyone's calling you about these after-school specials, heartfelt shout-outs. I'm not going to do all that. I'm not going to do all that. Where do you get your fashion sense from, Brittany Hill?
My fashion sense? That's a good question, cuz.
Exactly.
You know what? I'll be honest. I'm not too big on labels or brands. I think for me it's all about what makes me feel good and feel comfortable. Everybody's body type is different, so I can't really, you know, go with what everybody goes with. I literally have to find stuff that fits me perfectly. But I will say my favorite brands as of right now are Art & B and BB. But don't get it twisted. I can still, you know, go to the mall and hit up, you know, maybe a Buffalo Exchange or Forever 21 and make it look just as jazzy. I think it's all about how you accessorize. As long as you have a banging handbag and some hand some shoes, some stilettos, you're good. So
nice,
that's my bet.
Oh, I got another question. Mm-hmm. When you coming to Vegas?
I will be in Vegas for sure next month after the pageant so we can celebrate.
Nice. All right, Britt, love
Sounds
you.
Good. All right, love you too. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you. Hey. You watching these lives here tonight, I do tell you. And speaking of Vegas, I'll be in Vegas too. Hopefully I get to see you guys too next month.
I hope so. We're glad to make that
happen. Yay, can't wait. And shout out to everybody that's tuned in. Wow, it's amazing. Everybody's showing love, and I love it here. You know, shout out to Jay No Truth. He told me he's tuned in. He's
shout out to
in.
Jano. Boy, yes. We go back. We go way back. Let me tell y'all something. Jano, I think, was one of the first people that actually gave me my shot on the radio. He actually took me with him, I think, August of 2011 to Vegas to help him work the Steve Harvey Hoodie Awards. So shout out to Jano for giving me some more exposure, and he's always been a homie. Jano, I love you. When you come to visit me, call in.
We're going to have to get Jano to call in, too, at 323-580-5749 and press that 1. We see you on the line, so press that 1, and that'll let us know you would like to speak. And I think my co-host, Gianni CJ, Celebrity Stylist, he got a few questions for you, too.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. You know, and it's I know we're both in the fashion world, you're in the pageant, because I know being in the fashion world has something to do with, you know, looking fabulous, you know, from your hair to your makeup to your wardrobe. And, you know, me as a stylist, I know that it gets tough out here, you know, finding that right piece. So for me, my question is, how much time do you spend looking for the right gown, looking for that right dress? I mean, do you go to one place and you're done, or like you're at 5 or 10 different boutiques?
Oh man, okay. So, well, that's a tough question, because as far as this pageant that I'm competing in right now, it took me so long to find a dress. Now, I'll say I don't really do a lot of in-store shopping or even, you know, boutiques. I'm a heavy online shopper, heavy. So, I've been searching online for weeks when I found out that I was going to compete. But my pageant director, she's actually a designer herself, and she had this gown one day when we were at rehearsal, and I laid my eyes on it, and I grabbed it, and I tried it on, and it was done. Like, I mean, it just fit my body, like, the love, the color, everything. So I was sold, and I can't wait for you guys to see it. You guys are going to be so excited.
Yes, Annie, and I know, and that's the best part, actually, you know, is when you find that right piece, and then it's like, oh, my God, and then you're, in your mind, you're like, okay, I hope I can fit this, I hope this works, and when it works, it's like, okay, whew, search over, this is it.
Exactly, yes. And I felt
I'm
so
RIP
relieved.
The state.
Oh, yeah. So relieved.
Yeah, that's
well,
definitely.
Gianni, we have a lot of listeners on, and also for Miss Brittany, go ahead and let everybody know a little bit about you in your fashion background, real quickly, just so they'll know who Gianni CJ is.
All right. Well, you know, as Nikki said, I am a celebrity fashion stylist. You know, I do cover doing different productions, photo shoots. You know, we do everything from, you know, commercials to different magazines, product placement. We do everything from event planning to celebrity gifting suites to different showcases and different fashion shows and tours. So, you guys, you know, we have did a lot of different projects with Keisha Cole, David Wayne's Jr., Vibe Magazine, Pink Magazine, and the list goes on. So, you know, we're always looking for new ways to remain innovative and just keep it fresh, just keep it funky. You know, and as a fashion stylist, hey, you know, it's a world of fashion. It's like it's limitless.
Most definitely. And you know, I just wanted everybody to know a little bit about Gianni CJ, you know, too, so you can connect with him, because Gianni, he's where you are. You know, he's in Hollywood and recently was on MTV, as well as he styled the whole Days of Our Lives cast, and now in the novel. So maybe y'all can connect, you know?
Absolutely. Yeah. You know what, Gianni? I was just telling my friend that I am in desperate need of a stylist. I mean, I think my fashion sense is cool, but, you know, we in L.A. I can't pull the same stuff I was doing, you know, back in Charlotte, so I'm going to have to hit you up on some of that.
Definitely, you know, and I'm going to have to send you out to some of our custom designers so we won't have that problem. And we can stay unique, honey, because that's one thing that I do like to stay forward, you know, stay with the hottest trends, you know, stay with that exclusive designer, as we say, you know, because it's all about that exclusiveness in L.A.
Exactly. I already like the way you're talking.
you guys definitely stay tuned. Now, actually, and Nikki, you know, the Days of Our Lives book actually hits the stores this September, September 29th, actually, and it's going to be hitting all the Barnes & Noble stores, so that's a plus for me as well, and, you know, my first biggest novel, and, you know, that's a huge lookbook, you know, as I styled all 36 cast members in the book. So it was a pretty big project. It took us 4 months.
And also, Miss Brittany, and along with myself and Gianni, we all are involved in LA Fashion Week. So I'm excited about
it. Hey now.
Yeah.
I can't wait. It's going to be so exciting.
Woo, woo. Oh, yeah. It's inevitable. We're definitely going to get together this October, this Fashion Week.
Sounds good. And you know what, Johnny, I want to go ahead and extend the invite to you if you're not already booked on Sunday, September 15th. I would love for you to come to the pageant.
Oh, yes, definitely. Oh, yes, you're going to have to definitely send me the information for that.
I definitely will. It's gonna be star studded. It's gonna be red carpet. So definitely come and make your appearance.
Oh yeah, that's just how I like it. Red carpet.
Well, we want to say congratulations, because that's, you got so much going on. You got the pageant. You're also walking in LA Fashion Week, and you got all this, you know, not only that, you're acting and so forth. I mean, I tell you, you are really amazing. And to all the listeners out there, if you're not inspired, I don't know what it is. Because it's such an inspiration to everyone out there. And you put God first. That's what I love. You put God first in everything you do, because that's why we have this platform. It's not about us. It's about you, and God is using us to, you know, showcase the different talents, and that's what we do here.
Exactly, and that's really why I do everything I do. I mean, granted, yeah, I love acting, I love modeling, it's my passion and my dream, but, you know, God is the one that gives us these dreams, and I realize that acting and modeling is not my purpose. That's my platform to pursue my purpose. And really my purpose is just to uplift people and show people how amazing God is. And everything that's going on in my life is not because of anything that I'm doing, but it's all because of him.
Mm-hmm. And he will introduce you to other talents that you never thought that you had as well, not only doing what you love and what you already know. He will turn everything around and say, here, you got something else inside you. You know, he will show you there's another talent right there.
Exactly. Exactly.
It's amazing.
Yes. Right. I'm so excited. Thank you guys so much for the love. I do want to ask, though, since we have so much listeners on the line, since I am competing in Miss North Hollywood, I want to let you guys know a way that you can help me right now. We are in the middle of voting for the Queen of Our Hearts and People's Choice Awards. If you can go to MissNorthHollywood.com, you're going to click on Vote for Your Contestant. Down to me, Brittany H., and vote for me. I will let you guys know up front that it does require a donation. It's only any amount that you want to give, any amount, a dollar or more. Every little bit counts, and all proceeds will go to the Susan G. Komen Foundation for Breast Cancer Research. Also, Blankets of Love, which is an organization that caters to homeless animals and find homes in comfort. So please go to MissNorthHollywood.com and vote for me, Brittany H.
Yes.
Yeah. Support. Thank you. All the support is so appreciated. You guys have no idea.
Now, Brittany, tell us, have you been in the community? Have you been doing anything in regards to, I would say, helping the youth or anything like that?
Yes. Actually, I have been recently with my shout out to One Church International, but we have a youth group called Beyond Beauty, and basically what we do, it's aimed towards adolescent women and teenagers, but, you know, we want women to understand that they're empowered, and it's so much more to a woman than just what she looks like physically and beyond her beauty. It's about her spirit, her soul, her passions, and her goals and her dreams. So what we do is we kind of take these girls one-on-one, and we sit down and talk to them about their fears. You know, how to overcome their fears and their passions and how to get started and chasing these aspirations and not letting anything stop them. Like Carlos said when he called in, that fear is not an option. So that's one of the things that I'm working with, Beyond Beauty with One Church International. And then I'm also working on a passion project of my own. I've always wanted to start my own foundation for sexually and domestic abused people, period, whether you're a teenager, a man, or a woman, but that's something that I wanted to work on. So really I've just been kind of putting things together so that eventually I can go ahead and start the Brittany Q. Hill Foundation for Sexual and Domestic Abuse.
Wow. I tell you, I love it. And for all those out there, you got to get into the community and you got to learn about what's going on and how you can help. You know, I love what you're doing. I really do, because it's so much that's going on, and for you to take out your time and to help others, it means a lot, and it says a lot.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I mean, that's like we keep saying, that's really what it's all about, and I think that's what really keeps me going, meaning that it's not about me, it's beyond me. You know what I mean? God can easily strip these passions and these talents from us at an instant. You know what I mean? So don't take advantage of it. Use it to the best of your ability and help people. That's what it's all about.
Exactly. You got to help one another. And I know it's somebody there that's helping you along the way. So you got to help. It's like spreading the wealth. And wealth doesn't necessarily mean money. You can spread the wealth. You can give somebody a smile or make them laugh. You just got to spread it, you know, and that's what it's all about.
Exactly. And before I forget, I do want to give a quick shout out to Miss Jamie, who is my PR rep. And I just want to tell you,
yes,
if you're listening, you set up this interview. So I just want to shout you out, Jamie, and let you know that you have been probably one of the most influential people in my career. I mean, she's taught me countless things about hard work and loyalty and work ethic, you know, and really just, you know, being on time and being cordial and being a boss, you know, in male-driven industry. No disrespect to the men, but, you know, us women have to stand our ground too. But shout out to Jamaica for being such an amazing role model to me and always having my back. And I love you, girl, so I hope you know that and I hope you hear me.
Wow. Well, I tell you, I want to definitely give a shout out to Jamaica too, because she made it happen. Yes, and she's so awesome, and she's always working hard, and you know, we talk about people helping one another. She is one that does that. And I know it feels good just to have amazing and like-minded individuals surrounded, that you're surrounded by.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. She's amazing at what she does. Let me tell you something. We don't call her Diddy for no reason. I call her Diddy because she is a boss. Hear me? She is a boss.
Yes. Well, she is the boss. Now, what else can we expect from you coming up in 2013?
Oh, man. Well, I definitely want to pursue more film and television work. I would love to land, you know, a starring role in a sitcom. Pilot season is coming up soon, so I will be on my grind. Believe that. Like we talked about, L.A. Fashion Week, and I'm also out here. I'm sure, Gianna, you already know that sometimes you have to make your own work. You don't want to just sit around and wait for opportunities in your lap. So right now I'm writing my own, you know, I'm writing my own feature film, and it's actually going to be about the life of my big sister. I'm not going to spill the beans, but my sister has an amazing story to tell that a lot of people, you know, probably have experience in their life, but nobody speaks up about it. So I'm writing a feature film on her behalf, and so you guys have to look out for that. We'll definitely be closing that out and maybe hopefully signing a deal sometime soon so that we can go ahead and put that in production. But it's definitely another passion project of mine.
Well, we thank you so much for just taking out the time to come on to the Nikki Ray Show and you telling it like it is, because me and Johnny, I tell you, we're like two peas in a pod. We be making it happen in Hollywood. And like you said, you have to create your own. And we got everything. We
that's
got everything around us, you know?
And that's what it is. And that's the thing with L.A. It's like, I mean, just in this career, in this industry, period, you know, you got to stay innovative. You got to stay fresh and original. So just, you know.
Absolutely.
You know, making your own way and, you know, writing out your own path is, like, definitely, like, a big thing out here. Like, hey, when you come to L.A., you best prepare to get multitasked, okay?
Exactly.
Absolutely.
It's on a whole nother level. Because
exactly.
I tell you, I know you know, for example, Brittany, because, like, being in North Carolina, right now I'm in New Jersey, but being in North Carolina, we can feel like we're moving, but when you go to Hollywood, I told you, when I went to Hollywood.
it is no joke out here. Let me tell you something. When I was in Charlotte, I just knew I was on something. I knew that I had made a little name for myself. I came out to Hollywood and everybody
you
was like,
working.
You know, so I did kind of have to start from scratch, but I mean, it all just depends on how hard you're willing to work, because it can be done. Now, it's like you're a little fish in a big pond out here, but because so many people, I've seen it time and time again, so many people come out here and they're not prepared, so they end up having to go right back where they came from. So when you come out here, be prepared to work. It is not a game.
Ooh, you better say
it's
it.
It's not. You got to work.
Work hard or go home, you know?
Go hard or go home.
And Brittany, the thing that we do is, like, we can prepare one whole day for one event, but in L.A. you can do that. You can do four of those same events.
Exactly.
Just like me and Nikki, you know, we flow, and I mean, it's just so common, and it's so second nature now. And it's like you said, we have one or two. We probably didn't put on three different shows in one night.
We had three different shows in one night, and it was crazy.
But that's what you got to do out here.
Yeah.
You do, but you got to make it happen for yourself, you know. Like, we have all that we need, you know. God said he'll supply all our needs. We got everything we need, you know. You just have to reach out and get it. You got to get it, you know, and sometimes we wait and think it's going to come to us. No, we got to go and get it. We surrounded right. by it right here. You just got to go get it.
Exactly.
Yep. Yep.
Exactly.
Yes, you if you do. Like my friend, Celebrity Aristotle, say, he said, if you can dream it, you can achieve it, okay?
That's it.
If you can achieve it, you can weave it.
I like that. I have to steal that one.
Now, what was you about
well,
to say, Brittany?
I just wanted to tell you both, thank you so much for having me. It's been such a pleasure speaking with both of you. You guys are such a ball of energy. I love it. So thank you for having me on the show. And if I can, if you guys don't mind, I want to let everybody know how to get in contact with me. Follow me on Twitter, at BQIANNA. That's BQUIANNA. You can follow me on Instagram as well under the same name, at BQIANNA, again, BQUIANNA. And also hit up my website, BrittanyKiana.com. It's dope. So follow me. I always follow back. So hit me up, guys.
Okay. Well, we just thank you. Now, do you got any last-minute shout-outs before we go?
Last-minute shout-outs, I do. She didn't call in, but I want to give a shout-out to my mom. Mom, you know you are my world. You are everything to me, and it is, you know, because of you that I've been able to do a lot of what I'm doing. My mom will give me her last, and my daddy. But, Mom, I want you to know that you mean so much to me, and I cannot wait to get you out here in California again so I can take you on the red carpet with me and show everybody how bad my mama is. So thank you, Mom, for everything you do for me. Shout out to everybody who's been so supportive. I honestly, like, I kid you not, I cannot think of not one person who has said anything negative towards me or put me down in any way. Like, everybody is so supportive of what I do. So I appreciate everybody, all you guys. Everybody.
Yes.
Most definitely.
So appreciative.
You definitely have my
And you just got to keep going. You got to keep going and stay focused and put God first in everything you do, and it's all going to work and it's going to grow.
Absolutely. You guys will be seeing me on the red carpet, on the big screen, small screen, everything. You'll be seeing a lot of my face soon. So get familiar and get used to seeing me. But thank you guys once again for having me. I appreciate you both.
Yes.
Much love to you. And you're welcome back anytime. And we always end by saying we wish you all the best, much love and success. And we end by saying God bless.
Thank you. God bless you, too. Gianni, get my contact information. Hit me up, okay?
I'm going to get you last.
All right. Bye, guys.
All right. Have a
good
evening.
And everybody, y'all tuned in to the Nikki Rich Show, the hottest radio station on the planet. We're going to take a quick commercial break.
Stop the presses. Arthur Andrea Clinton has done it again. Niece of the legendary George Clinton of Parliament Funkadelic has brought us her second novel in the Life Knows No Bounds series. A blessing and a curse is what Malika deems her gift of visions of the future. But to women on the outside looking in, Malika got it going on. A handsome, successful husband, obedient kids, an art career. Who would ask for more? But then her gift of sight warns her of her husband's desire to leave her. Malika can't figure out what's gone wrong, but a needed vacation and a tall, dark, and wealthy admirer inspire her newfound strength. But to what detrimental end? Andrea Clinton once again takes us on a roller coaster ride full of drama, mystery, and suspenseful twists in A Blessing and a Curse, her new novel. Purchase your copy of A Blessing and a Curse and Andrea's other books, One Who Loves You More and Red Dollar, on Amazon.com and anywhere books are sold. Pick up your copy today.
In the world, you cause I'm a recipe famous. Hold up.
They thought I was gonna sit up here and cry about it. They thought I was gonna make them a hot topic. I'm just gonna kick my feet up, eat my hot pocket.
Cause every word they say is more money.
New music. That was Miss Journey B. Hey, Hater. She premiered it this past Tuesday. I know you're loving that, Gianna. It's pretty hot.
Oh, yeah. I was in here getting it, honey. I was in here. But like I said, I had my dance step. Get it in.
And we got some more hot new music, too, from our artist that is in heavy rotation. So shout out to all the independent artists that's in rotation on the Nikki Rich Show. We got to give love because you never know who's tuned in. Like last night, we had an Australian radio station to call in, and they let us know what was hot. And they say, can we get these artists on the Nikki Rich Show? So I gave them a list of artists that we had played, and guess what? They're going to be on Australian radio, so that's pretty hot.
All right. That's what it is.
Yes. Well, we got some new Lena Rowe, and this is also produced by Bermuda Triangle, My Heart.
You make my heart beat out of my chest, and I will 1 second longer. Baby.
Right, all right, you want to things down here? That is We're Ready. It's on tonight. It is on tonight for real. Tonight we've had an amazing night. This Fashion Thursday, Gianni got a chance to help the first half of the show. We can get ready for next week, right, Gianni?
Oh, yeah, we're going to have it really rolling next week, folks. So make sure you definitely tune in. You're going to see a lot of information. We're going to have a lot of good things to talk about.
Most definitely. And we're excited about that. And Gianni, you really making some moves yourself as well as myself. We both have really major projects that we're working on. So everybody got to stay tuned. But tomorrow, Gianni, guess who I got coming in? We have a special treat for you guys. I'm so excited about our guest tomorrow. You definitely got to meet our guest tomorrow. You hear me?
All right.
We got Aisha Francis, which is Beyonce's choreographer. You remember that?
Yes.
She the one designed that. Yes.
Yes, Aisha.
And also, she's also on tour with K. Michelle right now.
Oh, really? So she's doing K. Michelle's choreography. So you know her show's
a
fan.
I'm excited. It's going to be amazing.
Yes, I got some questions for Miss Aisha.
You got to tune in.
So yeah, definitely. I'll definitely be in the building, guys.
It's gonna be alive, and we've been pumping it up all week long. We've been getting it in with the hottest of the independent artists. Shout out to Miss Journey B. Making Moves, as well as Luck Lane and Lena Rowe, Bermuda Triangle production, as well. We also have Miss Boss Lady. Shout out to Miss Boss Lady doing big things. And boy, we're moving. We're moving. And I tell you, it's been a busy day. I've been updating the website. Deanna, you're going to see some new.
The new, because we rocks the new. Just in case y'all ain't know.
Yes, so
we rocks the new.
We're going to be updating. And shout out to everybody that showed love tonight to our special guest, Miss Brittany. Thank you so much. We welcome everybody back. We 7 days a week here. We got it going 7 days a week. We went from 3 to 5 to 7. I tell you, you know, we popping.
Like lip gloss.
Well, we wind things down here tonight. I do tell everybody. You can follow me on Twitter at Miss Nikki Rich, as well as you can also on Instagram. You can go to Miss Nikki Rich on Facebook, Miss Nikki Rich. We're everywhere, Miss Nikki Rich. And right now, we're going to go to Boss Lady. We're going to end it now with Miss Boss Lady. And this is What's Up.
Security, cause now I'm in the limelight. Putting up book type of side, cause now I got my mind right. Lyrically inclined, if you don't know that mean my rhyme's tight. Beauty by the day, but still a beast in this nightlife. Stereotypical, mentally what got into you. Don't try to act surprised now, hater, you know how I do. Couldn't get a feature, I ain't mad, it's just a principle. Doing world tours, facing no interviews. See me in the clubs, I struck your trigger, goofy too. Don't need to mention I'm an inch around here, and that's boss with a Z. Don't get it twisted around here. Yeah, these haters wanna know about the boss. I'm the truth, and I never step the law. These snitches wanna know who I'm with, where I'm from, where I spit. How much money do she get? Do she even got a whip? What's up? 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 I tell these haters what's up. What's up? What's up? What's up? What's up? Stick your head in the toilet bowl. Call me Mrs. Clean, cause I shine like armor oil. Built like a brick house, something like the Commodore. Better off shopping, this is more than what you bargained for. Stick up kid boy, yeah, we know for pulling get doors. Forget everything, yeah, that you even stand for. They call me the boss, cause I guess I just boss more. Swag so mean, like a troll to you, Billy Ghost. Spitting on you tricks, this is business ever personal. But we can take it anyhow and anywhere you wanna go. Line them all up and watch them fall like a domino. Promise I will be the best female rapper they'll ever know. Yeah, these haters wanna know about the boss. I'm the truth and I never step the law. These snitches wanna know who I'm with, where I'm from, where I spit. How much money do she get?